and 1450 and 1400 AM.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
All right, good afternoon. I am Glenn LeFay for North Idaho Outfitters, brought to you by North 40 Outfitters. North Idaho Outdoors, brought to you by North 40 Outfitters. There we go. Glenn LeFay is my name, sitting in this week, this month. We've got a lot to talk about. First off, let's talk about a few things that are going on out at North 40 Outfitters. right now, they've got a Carhartt sale going on. You head out there, you can get yourself a Carhartt tee, men's workwear, 2 for $25. So that's not a bad deal. It's kind of like 2 for $1 there. Also, if you are looking to get some new boots this year, Kennetrek's got a pretty good deal going on. Kennetrek makes fantastic boots if you've never had those boots before. They're durable, strong, and just great all-around boots. You buy a pair of Kennetreks, you get yourself some free gaiters. And also, we've got the Archery Essentials sale going on right now. Archery season firing up for sure. You can check it out at North 40 Outfitters. Talk to Brad and John. They'll take care of you for sure. Let's see. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to have a little bit of talking about the fishing. It's still hot out there. Depends on what you're going to be fishing for. recently, I've been catching quite a few walleye. I've been catching not a lot, but they've been big. They've been really big, which is, you know, pretty good. A couple over 30 inches. Most of that's happening. You know what? I'm going to save that for a little bit later. We'll talk about what's going on with the walleye, how I'm getting them, and how other folks are getting them out there. They seem to be all right, doing okay. Also, we're going to talk about how there was an alligator wrestling tournament in Nampa. When I say that, it wasn't truly a wrestling. It was just kind of getting a hold of an alligator that got loose. Go figure, in Nampa. The $1,000 walleye, there was another one caught. That is going to be part of my discussion a little bit later. I'm due. I've got 12 walleye right now working for me out there. So come on, guys, pull your heads together. sorry about that. I tried to make the producer laugh. Anyway, we got a winner for the super hunt that's coming up here in just a little bit. I'll give you the information on that. And it is the last day for leftover controlled hunts. That is today, in fact. Over 200 deer tags and 200 elk tags not issued during the recent second controlled hunt drawing for deer, elk, pronghorn, and black bear will go on sale first come, first served on today at 10 a.m. So if you haven't got it, I think that was mountain time, by the way. Excuse me. There are no leftover tags available for pronghorn or black bear. If you want to see a full list available of leftover tags, and I wonder if this is a running tally, you can go to idfg.idaho.gov/controlled/unclaimed. About said back scratch. Leftover tags will be available for purchase at fish and game offices and licensed vendors online or by calling 1-800-554-8685. A little news about wild critters getting into our habitat, or I guess you could honestly say we are in their habitat. So of course there's going to be a little confrontation. A mountain lion attacked and killed a horse near Haley, Idaho, while pastured in Croy Creek Canyon. Say that 3 times. Blaine County Emergency Communications received a report in the early morning hours of Sunday, the 23rd of August. Red Elephant Gulch, right there, the region of Croy Creek in Haley. Traps have been set in effort to locate the mountain lion responsible for the attack. They've been living in that valley for years, and of course, human development has pushed into their natural habitat. So that neighborhood that's popping up, and this goes just about for everywhere. I mean, we are taking over a lot of this area that has been, you know, relatively pristine, and new housing's going up all over the place. You're going to run into some kind of critter. I got a little story a little bit later about a black bear that we had an issue with in Idaho. Never run away from mountain lions. There will be contact, like I said. Their instinct is to chase and ultimately catch what they perceive as potential prey. Never turn your back. Slowly back away. You know, you've probably heard it all yourself. If you want to carry safety equipment, you can always do that. Bear spray, a noise device, air horn. In the dark, bring a flashlight. And then some people are packing heat. You know, you can do that too. Report your mountain lion sightings or any other big game animals. There's a couple different places. I can get you those that information if you want to call in and shoot the, you know, that. If you want to make a phone call, you could do so at 208-255-8255, extension 246. If you want to talk about something, we can do that as long as it's pertaining to, you know, fishing, hunting, you know, hiking, whatever. Whatever fits the bill here. So we'll be back in just a few more minutes and we'll get into some of those other stories here.
Hi, this is John Darling with Flooring Outlet by Carpet One. A few years ago, we recognized our community needed a flooring outlet option to purchase clearance and closeout flooring products. Being locally owned for 75 years, we feel that Flooring Outlet by Carpet One can give our community just what it needs without fighting the box store crowds and promotes buying local. Whether big or small, we've got your flooring project covered. We purchase flooring in large quantities so you don't have to. Because at the Flooring Outlet, you get more and save more. Looking for a whole house of flooring? We either have it in stock or can negotiate the very best price for your project. Because we offer big value at a small price. Save more on products such as waterproof flooring, carpets, sheet vinyl, hardwood, laminate, and ceramic tile. You will find high style for a low price. So come on down to Flooring Outlet by Carpet One, located between Superdrug and Safeway in Sandpoint, where you'll find beautiful floors for less.
At the Co-op, we get the farming, ranching, gardening, off-grid, do-it-yourself, and escape to the woods lifestyles. We understand farm animals, pets, honeybees, and wildlife. In our aisles, you will find housewares, clothing, animal health, hand and power tools, yard and garden supplies, plumbing and electrical products, and more. We can help you plant a garden. We can show you how to put in a fence, run a water line, establish a pasture, and catch the rain in barrels. We can show you what you will need to fasten a dealy bob to a whatchamadinget and hang up a doohickey. Our hardware selection is impressive. And when it gets cold outside, we can help you stay warm with wood stoves, energy logs and pellets, and propane options. So when it comes to propane, farm, home, and hardware, think Co-op Gas and Supply Company. We get this rural life like no one else. Come see us. The Co-op, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
This is Eve Knutson. It's hot summer savings at Knutson Chevrolet. You could be cruising in a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive, MSRP $29,780. Buy this former service loaner for only $21,980 plus tax and fees after rebate. Or get ready to hit the back roads in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. MSRP $41,785. Buy it now for $33,991 plus tax and fees after rebate. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on approved credit through GM Financial on selected models. Our offer ends August 31st. Experience our commitment to your safety and security. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, welcome back to North Idaho Outdoors. I'm Glenn LaFay, and this is brought to you by North 40 Outfitters on North Idaho Radio. That's a lot of Norths. I forgot to mention in the previous break that there is also 30% off at North 40, 30% off select lawn and garden decorations. And from the lead manager in the seasonal area, he said that that's pretty much everything. There are a few things. So 30% off, not too shabby. Get ahead of next year's game, right? We were talking about animal attacks, specifically cougar and how to prevent that kind of action. There was another bear attack that happened down in Wood River Valley. They continue to keep getting, they become food conditioned is what it is. So they're going to places where there's an easy dinner. You know, the dinner bell rings, you shut down that garbage can, make that little clunking sound. And, that's kind of like a dinner bell in some cases. And a lot of these bears have cubs now. They're finding that residential garbage throughout all over the valleys in North Idaho. And you may have come across a couple bears like that. I have a buddy that had a couple bears in his stuff. So they're looking for that access to unsecured garbage cans. And there's a sow and a cub that's been running around Coca-Lala. That is breaking into stuff out there. I'm not sure the exact location, but if you're finding your garbage tipped over, it's probably not dogs. It's become a source of food for the black bears, and they learn quickly to associate that food reward with residential garbage. So it's extremely difficult to change that behavior once it starts, and sometimes that bear has to be put down, which is very unfortunate for the bear and just that area. You know, you need bears. The solution is never to let black bears near your garbage, and never feed them. Don't get them used to humans. You've probably all heard this before. It's like I'm preaching to the choir, but sometimes it has to be reiterated. I'm very all about keeping that animal alive, unless you're going to go hunting for it. The cubs are now learning that behavior from the parent and from the human interaction, which is always negative, and in the bear's case, in most cases. The department may find it necessary to euthanize both bears if they become a threat to the public, and that's the sow and the cub. Relocation has been successful in most cases, and in some cases with a cub, they're usually too young to survive without their mother. So we're going to protect the species a little bit better and our stuff too. Anyway, 10 reasons to keep fishing or learn how to fish. We got all kinds of reasons in this area to keep fishing. And we're going to have some pretty good weather for the next couple weeks. It's warm and sunny, and it's a great way to get out and just chill with the family. And, it's warm enough, and it's just kind of cooling down in the evenings where, you can do it. And also the rivers are low. They're a little bit more comfortable to fish right now. You're not having to fight the currents and stuff like that. And it's beautiful. Anyway, you get out and check it all out. It's easier to read the water and lower flows. You can see what's happening. We were out fishing this morning. I went out looking for walleye. We did all right. And I cannot believe how clear the water is right now. It is absolutely crystal clear. You could see 20 feet down. No problem. We were trolling at about 15 feet. Again, I'll get into that here in just a little bit. You can read the water, like I was saying, and you only need basic fishing gear. When you run into two things when that water is clear like that, you've got boat shyness. They'll be a little bit more shy of boats because there's no chop on the water. It's clear, and the fish will scatter. But the equipment is seen a lot easier from farther away. Sound is probably carrying a lot better down there, so they're going to hit a lot in some cases more than they traditionally do. If you're doing spinner spoons, if you're fly fishing a big bushy fly, Elk Hair Caddis is working right now, a hopper stimulator. And there's a good chance if you're fishing those rivers, those trout are going to come up and get that tackle. Same goes with baits. You'll be amazed at how many species you can catch with just a worm and a hook. And you can get that, of course, out here at North 40 or out at North 40 Outfitters. We'll set you up. Come to the desk and tell them I sent you. Or tell me you sent me. Or what? Okay, anyway. Most waters are well stocked with fish. We've got all kinds of fish in, they stocked all summer a couple times at Round Lake, Mirror Lake, and Jewel Lake. I know that for a fact. So there's some pretty nice sized rainbows in there. And the good thing about that is you can go and you can catch a few rainbows. There are some big trout in Coca-Lala being pulled out right now. Largemouth are on fire right now in Coca-Lala. And those big fish seem to get a little bit more active. Trout, they'll seek that cooler water during the height of summer. And then these warm water fish like your spiny rays, your bass, your both species of bass, largemouth, smallmouth, even your perch, etc., they can explode on top water lures if you're going to be throwing some of those and scatter those across the surface. Experience crappie, perch, that can be excellent. And, of course, both those fish are excellent to eat. That's the crappie and the perch. Mountain lakes are looking pretty good right now. I had a buddy go hiking up to Gem Lake, and he was catching eastern brook. So there's still a large supply of eastern brook. That last time I think that lake was stocked with eastern brook was back in the early 90s. So if you haven't caught any brookies, you can go up there, and they're all probably 8 inches, 9 inches. Some lakes in the higher elevation will get some snow come October. So keep that in mind if you're going to be up there in that time. There's even snowstorms reputed, you know, in September. So don't wait too long and have yourself some fun. Let's see here. What else we got going? Fish and Game has modified the steelhead bag limits for salmon, little salmon, and the Snake Rivers. That happened August 20th. The Fish and Game approved those modifications. And let's see, the bag position limits to 2 and 6 fish, respectively. Other than the modifications to the bag possession limits, anadromous fish, fisheries manager Lance Hebden said that no additional changes to fall 2020 steelhead seasons would be needed at this time. Fisheries manager proposed the modifications in light of forecasted steelhead returns to Idaho that were below the 10-year average. And he said, we need to make it clear to steelhead anglers that this is not a strong run by any measure. However, it is an improvement over the last couple of years and will provide some harvest opportunity. He says, we expect steelhead returns to hatchery trap locations to meet broodstock needs in the salmon and snake rivers. So it's encouraging that there's at least a season going on right now. The number of hatchery origin fish returning to these trap locations is crucial because these traps are where Fish and Game collects broodstock for the majority of the salmon and snake rivers hatchery steelhead programs in the state of Idaho. They're also aiming to get to be on the conservative side with these limit adjustments to ensure that they have a little bit of breathing room to meet the broodstock needs. But because they now have years of experience with managing these sport fisheries during low steelhead runs, they have a good understanding of what it takes to ensure enough fish reach the trap facilities. And that means they don't have to be quite as conservative as they had been in the past when more aggressive restrictions were in place. So that's pretty good. He also added that while the hatchery steelhead returns to the snake and salmon rivers, it's forecasted to be one of the lowest in the last 2 decades. Returns of those wild origin steelhead are a bright spot. Fisheries managers are forecasting that around 17,000 wild origin fish will pass over Lower Granite Dam this year, which would be the highest number since 2016. It's still overall going to be a low return, is what Hebden said, but the bump in the wild steelhead returns, it shows that it's definitely good news. Steelhead returning to the Clearwater River typically arrive later than those returning to the salmon and the snake rivers. Hebden told the commission that Clearwater-bound steelhead are just starting to arrive at Bonneville Dam, and it's too early for fisheries managers to make any predictions for the fishery at this stage. Hebden said that the fishery staff would probably update the commission at a later date when they have a better idea of what those returns are looking like. For more in-depth at the 2020 steelhead run, check out the blog post from Clearwater Region's fisheries manager, Joe DuPont. Check that out. Some more information on steelhead fishing, including season dates, is available on the Fish and Game Seasons Rules brochure from 41 to 46. Those pages is where you can get that information, and the Steelhead Pool Rules page and Fish and Game's website. So if you want to check out the website, you can do that too. This is where I'm getting most of my information, is from the Fish and Game website. I'm getting it all from all else. If you'd like to come in, or not come in, call, that'd be fine. You can do that. 208-255-8255. Tell us about what you're catching. What's going on? Are you prepping for elk? What do you got going on here in North Idaho? Again, North 40 Outfitters. I want to mention one more time the Archery Essentials. There's 10% off Expedition bows. And it's regular price on all their stock, but those Expedition bows are now 10% off. Some pretty good prices on the Thresher X at $549.99. Might want to check that out if you're getting prepped up and ready to go. And this sale is going to go through August 31st. Okay, we've got a few more of the things we're going to talk about. Walleye here in just a minute, and that Super Hunt drawing. winners in the second Idaho Super Hunt drawing have been picked, and there were a lot of entries, and this made a lot of money for Idaho Fishing Game. And I'll give you all that information here in just a little bit, so stay tuned. This is North Idaho Outdoors on North Idaho Radio.
You've got a lot of nerve wrecking my new car. You could have swerved, but you kept driving toward me. I finally got the thing paid off and my payments to an end. Finally done with all those dumb installments. But Anderson's was there again. They fixed up everything. They brought my new Mercedes back to normal. Put me in a thrifty rental car while they did their thing. Even helped me file my insurance claim.
Anderson's Auto Body.
Let's get something straight.
Hello, this is Tony Vallelli with the Legacy Group Commercial Network at Keller Williams. Many of you know me from my years on the radio with the Speed Sport Report, but what you may not know is that for 26 years I've been a licensed commercial realtor. And if you're looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property, my team and I would be more than happy to assist you with your transaction. We handle all forms of commercial real estate: industrial, office, multifamily, development, retail, restaurant, resort, you name it, and we have literally decades of experience.
And right now, one of Tony's featured listings is the former Alpine Lumber Complex on the corner of Baldy and Division in Sandpoint. This property has some of the area's finest warehouse, retail, and office space all in one completely remodeled complex. Call to schedule a tour of the available space for lease at 208-264-3353 or go to legacygroupcommercialnetwork.com.
Call me today, Tony Vallelli, at 264-3353. That's 264-3353. We look forward to hearing from you.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations. By people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right, welcome back to North Idaho Outdoors on North Idaho Radio, brought to you by North 40 Outfitters. I'm Glenn LeFay. One more mention of the Kenetrek deal going on out at North 40 Outfitters. Check out their Kenetrek boots. Go try a pair on. If you buy a pair, you get a pair of free gaiters. Not a bad deal. A big deal here is Idaho Man wins Big Horn lottery tag. Raised $185,000 for sheep conservation. About 1,500 hunters bought nearly 19,000 entries in the Bighorn Tag Lottery. For the Meridian Hunter, whose ticket was pulled for the 29th annual Bighorn Sheep Tag Lottery, the winning ticket represents the hunt of a lifetime. For Idaho Fishing Game, it means more than $185,000, and that's all going to benefit the wild sheep conservation in Idaho. Aaron Nielsen was the lucky winner of the 2020 Bighorn Sheep Tag Lottery. The Idaho Wild Sheep Foundation held the drawing outside the MK Nature Center in Boise on July 29th. Nielsen was among about 1,500 hunters from across the nation, and they bought, like I said, 19,000 entries. This year's lottery raised a record, this is a reiteration, of $185,000. All that money is going to, from that tag lottery, has been sent aside for the Bighorn Sheep Conservation Society. $114,000 of 2018 18 is what they made, and this receipts are more than double the five-year average of $78,000, so that's a lot of money. The lottery tag is offered under a partnership between Fish and Game and the Idaho Wildlife, Wild Sheep Foundation. They've hosted the Bighorn Lottery since 92. In the 29 years that the foundation has hosted the lottery, has provided nearly $1.6 million to Fish and Game for Bighorn Sheep conservation. In recent years, the proceeds have helped Fish and Game with monitoring disease in the bighorn sheep populations, preventing interaction between bighorn sheep and domestic sheep, and improving relationships between sportsmen and landowners. It's a nonprofit organization, an old NPO, the Wildlife Sheep Foundation is. And like it said, it's to, just to help those sheep populations get rebounded in the state of Idaho. And it was founded in 1982 by two dozen concerned sportsmen who wanted to put bighorn on Idaho's mountains. From that core group, many of which are still very active on the board and committees, the organization has grown to a thriving group with over 600 members. If you want more information, contact Idaho WSF office at 208-345-6171 or visit their website at idahowildsheep.org. Let's see, the 2020 Super Hunt Drying winners have been announced. Of the 38,170 total entries, 9,913 were for two deer tags, 11,822 were for two elk tags, 3,404 were for two pronghorn tags, 7,765 were for one moose tag, and 5,273 entries were on the Super Hunt combo, which includes a tag for each of those four species. And they have a, if you want to go to the Fishing Game website, you can find out where and what and who won those tags. And now, getting into the walleye, now there's been that incentive program going on for a while, and we just had a winner. Five anglers have reeled in $1,000 walleyes since the program started in 2019. Another Idaho angler won $1,000 in the Lake Ponderay Walleye Lottery. Doug Lambrecht of Sandpoint caught his reward-tagged walleye while fishing shallow weed beds along the northern lakeshore during mid-July. The winning fish was tagged February 2020 near Fisherman's Island. Now, some of you may have seen this in social media. It came out of the Bonner's Ferry Herald. There is a photograph of a very handsome man. I mean, good-looking, rugged, fierce. No, it was me. It was me. For some reason, they used my picture with a walleye that I caught. And then Doug Lambrecht, unfortunately, was not in the photograph. It was me. So a lot of people think I'm Doug Lambrecht, or that's my pseudonym now. I really protect my spots by naming myself. I've got a fishing pseudonym, a nom de plume, as they say in France. Anyway, Lambrecht was the fifth winner to reel in $1,000 walleye. I am not Doug, okay? I want that $1,000 though, at least one of them. I just want one. There were 95 reward tagged walleye that are still available, I guess, out there. So I don't know. I think I got a pretty good chance. I just wonder how many fish are out there. Anglers are unable to tell if the walleye is a nearly microscopic reward tag. It's implanted in the fish's snout. So you can't do your own dissection and find this thing. You'll destroy it, or you'll just, you know, I don't even know why you'd want to do it. Just turn in the head. In order to win, you got to submit the walleye heads to Fish and Game freezers located throughout the region. Biologists then scan for winning heads at the end of each month, and untagged heads are worth a chance to at 10 $100 monthly prizes. Now, if I could just win that, you know, I could tell people I'm not a loser. excuse me. Lambrecht guessed his winning fish was in the 2 to 3 pound range. Now, I've been fishing out there. And when I say out there, I'll tell you vaguely where I'm at. I'm out in the Ponderay River, and, I've caught some big, big walleye. I'm trolling for them. A lot of guys are jigging for them out on the bridge and they're, doing relatively well. From what I understand, jigging with some cut bait or a worm tip on a jig head, usually 3/8 ounce. People are, you know, catching probably 12 to 18 inch walleye out there. Now, when I'm pulling gear, I am using a couple different plugs. There's like the Yozuri Crystal, which they have a varied amount of colors that are available, and they all seem to be relatively effective. There are some colors that work a lot better. Now, these are deep divers. They're going 15 feet, and most of these fish are being caught in 15 feet of water. So you, if you're going to be trolling the Ponderay River, you will be removing a lot of weeds. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's a lot of pleasure craft out there, and they're stirring up that water, moving things around quite a bit. You gotta really pay attention to your rods, and it doesn't hurt if you have them in your hand, you know, one in your hand. If you got a two pole permit, of course, that's like nearly impossible. But put on something on that other rod. If you've got a two pole rod, you got one in your hand, you got the one in the holster there, and put a 6 foot diver in there, like a crankbait or something like that. I know the crappie patterns, anything black and white seems to be working really good. The crystals or your, what is the other one? I can't remember, but they're the deep divers, the long ones, they're arched backed, Rapalas are working good. I'm just using multicolors for some reason. While I love bright, flashy colors, you know, just kind of like somebody puked up a clown. All right, this stuff is crazy. And they're hitting on all that stuff. So double trebles, really slow as you can go. If you go too fast, you're going to end up hooking up the bottom and pulling up weeds more than you want. So when I say slow, keep it right around 1.5. I even get down to 0.08. So it's a slow troll, just enough to get that gear working behind you. Some people are tipping their gear, but I don't do that. I just let them go. it's enough hassle trying to keep your gear clean. But once you find that sweet spot, and I mean, seriously, it's like the stars have to align. You got to get that gear right in front of their face and they'll hit that. And it's like, oh no, I hit the bottom again. And the thing with walleyes, they'll just lay on that thing and just kind of sleep on it. And then you'll feel a head shake and go, oh my gosh, that's a fish. So anyway, that's just kind of like my 10 cents there, 2 cents, whatever you want to call it. It was free. we've got smallmouth are hitting on just about the same gear, and they're hitting hard. A lot of the smallmouth have pushed themselves out into the open-ish water. They're still kind of hovering around the weed beds and stuff like that, but I was catching smallmouth out there too, and perch were even hitting these big plugs, just coming up and just hooking up on them. So you could get yourself a couple perch. And like I said, that there's a walleye pattern crankbait, black and white. It's a 6 foot diver, and it's about, oh, I'd say inch and a half long with a couple trebles. That is about the size, I reckon, that those spring hatched crappie are about that size right now. So I think that's what a lot of fish are feeding on out there in the river. Just check it out. You know, if you can get around the pleasure craft and stuff like that, it's pretty calm. Like this morning I went out and it was great. A buddy of mine caught a nice one. We were snapping for walleye along the bridge there, and with a jig or a blade bait or something like that, you can usually catch one or two at decent size, 28 inches. And I did mention earlier that there is a buddy of mine that goes out there and he fishes for him with a lead head and just a little bit of worm, and just jigging for him straight below the boat. He's catching fish. So it's pretty cool. If you need more information on the incentive program, that's not a bad idea to get a hold of at idfg.idaho.gov. It gives you all the information, all the places. Unfortunately, North 40 Outfitters, we had one out there. And I had heads in there. I was ready to win them $1,000. And then I heard that the machine broke. So Fishing Game came and pulled it out. And it's being repaired right now. So you won't be able to check it in at North 40. You can, I know, just off the top of my head, I go to Arnie's Conoco. And you can put your heads in the box there. Just fill out the questionnaire and the formula and or the form. And your name will be in there. But you got to have a head, you know. So anyway. Check out the most recent blog from the fisheries team with information on walleye movement and tracking through July. It's pretty slick because you can see where people are catching fish predominantly. Kootenai Point seems to be a good spot. The river seems to be a good spot. Across the river, south over to Springy Point. I guess they're catching some down there. Denton Slough, the bridge. I'm just kind of working my way towards Albany Falls. And I guess there's some nice ones being caught down just before the dam there in Priest River and the border. So check that out. If you want to spend the time, you know, cleaning your gear and stuff like that, troll for them. That's just what I do. And like I said, I've caught two in the last 2 weeks over 30 inches. The other night, I just could not do wrong. I caught four right off the bat, and I was catching bass, and I caught two pike. Pike are hitting on the same stuff out there. They're probably, little hammer handles, probably 24 inches. You know, fun little fish to catch. Anyway, that's about it for that section. I'll be back here in just a few minutes. I've got a look at this alligator wrangler and the website aimed at helping new hunters find success. And we'll talk about some of the areas to fish around here. And just some of the different species of fish that are fun to catch. And I'll give you a little insight on what I've heard people using and what I use. The good thing about working out at North 40 at the fishing desk is you get a great array of different ways to fish that you're not typically used to. I've broadened my horizons like 10,000 times, being able to go out and fish different ways in which I feel confident about. A lot of fishing is about having the confidence to use something that you're not used to using and being able to use it effectively. That's a joy to me. It's just like an absolute thrill when I catch something on, like, say, a blade bait that I made, a crawler harness that I made myself or something like that, and I catch fish on it. It's just like tying flies, you know, the same kind of feel. It's like I made this, I caught something with it. Yeah, anyway, I want to eventually end up making my own fishing pole out of like willow or something like that, you know, something out of a loan and do that. Anyway, we'll be right back. So hold tight. This is North Idaho Outdoors.
Are you thinking of selling your home and want results? Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty was named the number one real estate brokerage in sales in Boundary County for 2019. To better serve you, they've opened a second location on Main Street in downtown Bonners Ferry. So if you're thinking of buying or selling your home, think local, think number one. Call Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty today. 208-267-8575. Coldwell Banker Northwoods Realty on the South Hill and downtown Bonners Ferry. Coldwell Banker, that's the power of blue.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry, so your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-5321. 800-811-5321. 800-811-5321. That's 800-811-5321.
Our American spirit is alive and strong. And while we're all going through these unprecedented historical times, we can face these challenges together. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Although we may wear face masks and practice social distancing, there are no restrictions on making travel memories for business or pleasure. Taking care of our Shiloh guests and employees is the very essence of what we do. At Shiloh Inns, we're open and ready to welcome you to a clean, safe home away from home. You'll find extra cleaning and sanitizing protocols in place for the safety of our guests and employees. At Shiloh Inns, we offer many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and even the kids stay free. So book your next stay with confidence at ShilohInns.com or call 1-800-222-2244. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Summer's here. This month we will be offering AC services for $99.95 plus the cost of Freon. front end alignment starting at $59.95 and 10% off all scheduled maintenance. Our certified master technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today or schedule your appointment. As always, home of the 1995 oil change, Pierce Auto Center.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we're back, North Idaho Outdoors. I'm Glenn LaFay, and it is all part of the North 40 Outfitters show right here on North Idaho Radio. There was an incident down in Nampa at 11:30 p.m. on August 4th that needs to go down in history. They were dispatched to the home on a Thomas Mill Drive Road after someone called to report an alligator under a trailer in their property. The report might have initially seemed far-fetched to the officers, but when they arrived, there was a six-foot male alligator there. After receiving a request for assistance, Fish and Game Conservation Officer Brian Merrick arrived on scene to help, and coincidentally, one of the Nampa officers that responded was his wife, Corporal Tana Merrick, which made for a one-of-a-kind kind of date night, I guess you could say. This is one of the few calls we've responded together on, Brian Merrick said. It's definitely one we're going to remember. Equally surprising, Merrick said, is it's the third alligator-related call he's been on in Idaho. The others were illegal pets, although this was the first call of its kind for his wife. This was the biggest of the three I've dealt with, he added, and she did more work than I did on this one. Channeling their inner Steve Irwin, officials captured the alligator and returned it to its owner, Tyler Messina, who arrived on scene to take possession of the animal that night. Messina owns and operates the Idaho Reptile Zoo, which is permitted with Fish and Game as a commercial wildlife facility and is located less than a half mile away from where the gator was found. A half mile for an alligator. I guess they can traverse quite a chunk of land. That would be horrifying, especially up here in North Idaho, walking out in the woods or wherever you happen to be. And, oh my gosh, there is a giant lizard that would eat me if allowed to. According to Charlie Justice, the Southwest Region Conservation Officer for Fish and Game, Messina was housing multiple alligators in a temporary enclosure amid ongoing improvements to the permanent enclosure at the Idaho Reptile Zoo. One of the alligators escaped the temporary enclosure and wandered away before being found at the nearby property. Justice said that in Idaho, the public generally cannot legally own alligators. However, Fish and Game does issue permits for large commercial wildlife facilities, which can import alligators on a case-by-case basis with Fish and Game approval. In addition to Messina, there are two other large commercial wildlife facilities permitted down in the Treasure Valley. Now, I don't know if this is like some kind of Idaho folklore or whatever, but I heard that Idaho at one point had one of the largest alligator farms in the U.S. I'm not sure if that is true or not. It seems like it's something for the internet. So I think I might check that out. But I do believe that that it was a big alligator producing, who knows? Maybe it was a bunch of malarkey. Anyway, Fish and Game launches a new website aimed at helping new hunters find success. The site provides an easy way for beginners to find tutorials, tips, seasons, rules, and more. Or if you're just new to the area and you don't feel like asking your buddy all the questions in the world, go ahead and check that out. Idaho Fish and Game has launched its website. It's called GoHuntIdaho.org to help new hunters and Idaho tradition that helps provide their own food and, of course, recreation, exercise, just getting in the outdoors. That's half the fun. For new hunters, getting started in sport can be intimidating, so it will talk about firearm safety, the seasons and rules, where to find game, your processing, how you're going to process the animal once you get it. It's a lot to take in, said Ian Malapaye, marketing manager at Fish and Game. The website is sort of a one-stop shop where new hunters can easily find all the information they need. A large portion of the website is focused on upland hunting, so if you like bird hunting, this might be good for you, which is a beginner-friendly activity and a gateway to become a lifelong hunter, so you can take your kids with you. The website also includes resources for big game, turkey, and waterfowl. Fish and Game's research shows that 39% of Idaho residents are interested in hunting. And of that group, 34% of those interested have never hunted before. Historically, hunting has been a tradition passed down through family and mentors. But Malapai said not that all people are interested in learning to hunt come from families with hunters. There's a bunch out there that don't have family mentors, or their hope here with this is to be a surrogate mentor and provide as much information as they can to new hunters for success. And they know that there is a demand, and they're trying to get to that audience to allow that to happen. All right, now some of the fish that you'll be catching around this area right now, panfish, of course, species like crappie, perch, bluegill, they're pretty active right now across our region. Panfish jigs are good right now, small crankbaits and crappie-sized spinnerbaits. Those are just fun to fish with. The perch can also be found. The fishing's been pretty decent out there on the river where there are some very large perch. I caught a 15-incher earlier. That's about 2 pounds for a perch. That's big. Bluegill, which are fun little fish to catch as well with float tubes. You could do... sometimes just a worm and a jig head works great. And if you've got an ultralight rod, use that, because that is just fun fishing right there. 3-inch bass tube. I've caught one on a 3-inch bass tube one time. It was a big bull bluegill. He was big and pretty. Now that happened out at Shepherd Lake. You can always find some pretty nice bluegill out there. Trout fishing very good right now, particularly up in the higher mountain streams and the lakes. You're not going to catch anything of real substantial size, but you will catch some fish. Those smaller lakes up there are generally stocked with cutthroat. Fish and Game are throwing cutthroat in there, and there's a couple up there in the higher reaches and kind of set away where you might find a grayling or a golden. And those are two fish on my bucket list for the panhandle. I've caught goldens before, but I have never caught ever a grayling. And I've been around lakes up north, way up north into Alaska and other areas where there have been grayling, and I've actually targeted them and never caught one. So it's kind of one of those bucket list fish that I want to get. Rainbows and browns are active along stretches of the Clark Fork right now, although it's best to avoid those areas where there's a lot of boats. If I see a lot of boats and people fishing, I move on. And you can do that. It's a big lake. There's a lot of places to fish, and shouldn't be that difficult to avoid other people. And to be honest, just because there are people there doesn't mean they're catching fish. With the bass, you can use soft plastics, tube jigs, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, swimbaits. All are capable of racking up the numbers in the right conditions. Also, topwater flies are working. Frogs, plugs also get blown up, especially during the lower light conditions. Check those out. Largemouth are hitting well, too. You can find those in most of the smaller lakes. Kokalala, you can find the largemouth in there. I've got a couple. And then it's really kind of the last call for kokanee right now. They're starting to really ball up and get everywhere. I figure we got about 2-3 weeks before they start kind of heading towards the rivers a little bit. So when that happens, the fishing usually gets a little bit better. It explodes, and then it dies off because they're going to be starting to think about, spawning and getting up rivers and stuff like that. So keep that in mind. I unfortunately haven't been able to get out and do any kokanee fishing recently, but by the looks of our shelves, people are still going, and the supply for maggots and stuff like that is still very strong. So people are still catching fish. They're deeper than what I was fishing at. Earlier this year, I was catching fish at about 40 feet. Right now, they're typically 60 feet from what I understand, what people are telling me. So still using pop gear. You could do baby cowbells. My personal favorite is the baby cowbell with copper and chrome, and just trailing a Paulina Peak kind of spoon off the back of it, or a wedding band or a wedding ring. So those always work. Kokanee, looking forward to maybe getting out one more time. And they the limit's 15. And once you get on them, it's pretty active. So and if you're not getting on them, you just got to go find them. That's basically all there is to it. And then you'll be able to find them and catch them. There's all kinds of them there. Trolling gear, like I said, tipped with salmon eggs. Some people use salmon eggs. I know, that's crazy. But I use corn and maggots. One corn, one maggot. That's it. You don't need too much. So that is it. A lot of the kokanee fisheries are going off. I guess Coeur d'Alene right now is pulling out some big kokanee, 14, 15 inches. That's pretty big. And then, you know, ours are getting a little bit bigger up here. So anyway, that's it. That's it for North Idaho News. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next month. We'll talk about something completely different or maybe more of the same. Y'all take care. Thanks very much.
97.1 K246EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
As the Republican National Convention continues over the next few days, the